This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama is on his way back to the United States after several days in Southeast Asia. Most recently, the president attended an economic conference in Cambodia. Joining us now to talk about the significance of the trip is Marketplace's Scott Tong. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Scott, you spent years covering Asia for Marketplace. What is it that the White House is hoping to accomplish from this visit and this meeting with this group of economic powers in the region?
Well, I think immediately it's trying to snuff out some territorial tensions that are happening in Southeast Asia. In the South China Sea, several countries are competing for the ocean territory where we think there might be a lot of hydrocarbons, energy beneath the oceans. So that's the immediate thing that the U.S. is trying to calm down. The broader picture there is there's a big emerging economic story in the Asia Pacific. It's not just China. It is Myanmar now, Burma. Its door just opened, and American companies want at the commodities in there. They want to sell Coca-Cola and American brands and eventually cars to places like Myanmar. And in these other Southeast Asian countries, a lot of people are now at an income level where they're buying meat every day. And they're buying certain things that, you know, foreign brands and foreign companies want to sell them. So that's a lot of economic activity, especially for us, an advanced economy that here in the United States is growing at a pretty slow clip.
So you're saying that we are looking at these Southeast Asian nations as customers right now, primarily?
Well, customers and as producers and suppliers. I mean, it is a complicated global supply chain now. A lot of the companies that had factories in China, if they're building the next factory, they may build the next factory in Vietnam or Thailand, which is what a lot of the camera brands are doing now. So suddenly you have production in those countries, and the United States and Japan and the rich countries, they need solid relationships with these producing countries, because suddenly it's not a China story. It's kind of a greater China story on the supply chain side. So these relationships matter for big economic reasons.
Marketplace's Scott Tong joining us from Washington this morning. Thanks a lot, Scott.
You're welcome.